This is Paz with International Cravings, and you're listening to Melitza on Raising Playful Tots.
Thank you for joining me for another episode of Raising Playful Tots. I'm glad that you could stop by today. My name is Melitza, and welcome to the Play Space. It's here that we focus on play that we want to see and experience in our homes. We cover play-related topics to inspire, teach, challenge, and lead us to have a great time with these kids. Also, so that we can introduce a new play idea. If you're new to the show, welcome, and hi to the regular playmates. Plenty of room, so come join us as we play with pumpkins. We're hammering with golf tees and using elastic bands for a pumpkin geo board. Thanks to an idea from rockabyebutterfly.com. Last week's show, I shared the first part of this series called Crafting Your Family Holiday Season. So if you missed that one, pop on over to the blog where you can listen to that show and find the archive of all the shows at raisingplayfultots.com/shows. This week's show, I'm glad that you're here for the second part of Crafting Your Family Holiday Season, as we explore some family holiday traditions. I'll just grab a drink of water and get started after this short break.
This is Diane Levin. I'm a professor of education at Wheelock College in Boston and the co-author of So Sexy, So Soon. And you're listening to Raising Playful Tots.
Welcome to the second part of Crafting Your Simple Holiday Season. In part one, we took a moment to reflect on what happened before, cast a vision of what we'd love or like to have, and meld these together into a manageable, this could work for our family solution. We had prompts to help us, and perhaps we chatted about holiday times with our nearest and dearest. And it all ended with you writing out a simple holiday season that you would love. Well, today, part two is about establishing your own family traditions, something that's special and peculiar to just your family. Now, again, the problem can come up, like we talked about in part one, of doing too much and wanting everything. I hope I can share lots of resources to inspire you to go off on your own tangent, but don't think that this is the only way to have a perfect holiday, is to do all of these things. And that if you don't, at the end of all of this, have lots of family traditions to do, that you're somehow lacking, because that's not the case at all. Instead, we're looking at re-establishing a family holiday level that works for your family. So take a little from this episode or drop a lot. It's really your choice. This is your family, and every family is different. We're here about raising playful tots, and for our tots, we have so many different types and varieties, and we live in so many different places, and we have so many different work types that we need to find what will work best for us and then do it and do it well. We're doing it right now at the beginning of November so that we have time to let these ideas sit a little with us, so there is no pressure that we think that we have to do all of these different things. Oftentimes we look at some of these traditions that we're going to talk about today and think, oh, I wish that I'd done this from when they were born. Well, forget about that. Enjoy these ideas right now. No matter if you start and they're 4 years old or they're 10 years old, it doesn't matter. The point is getting started. And since today we're talking about establishing our own family holiday traditions, traditions, as we know, really bring everyone together. And during the holiday season, there's a chance that you will be able to bring random people, people that you know, together. What's interesting about the holiday season is that you might be experiencing this season as a new family. Maybe it's because now there is mummy, daddy, and baby. Maybe you've adopted a new child or children into your family. Maybe you're recently divorced or separated, or that the children are visiting their dad or their mum in another area, or you get to have the children this time. There's so many different things that can be happening at this time that call for us to really join together, and it can be a difficult time for many families during the holiday season. Extended family travel and they come and stay for a while and things are all different, and so traditions are a really good way of bringing everybody all together. Now, bringing them all together and we're all sitting and looking at each other, trying not to kill each other sometimes. The most important thing is that we have something that makes us laugh, brings us together, and creates really good memories. So if that's the only thing that we think about for this whole episode today, it's going to be that we want to get to the humor, we want to get to the laughing, and we want to get to the reason for the season or the reason for this family holiday tradition, because we are still crafting our family traditions. I'm going to go through a list of different family holiday traditions that you can think of, and you can adjust them to depend on which holiday season that you're actually looking at. At the beginning, in part one, we talked about choosing one of the holidays during this whole season to focus on. It could be Christmas, it could be Hanukkah, it could be Thanksgiving, it could have been Halloween, it could be any of the winter solstice, or all so many different traditions and different holiday seasons that you could choose. So we've already decided which one that we're going to do, but any one of the ones that we're going to talk about, these family holiday traditions, they can be done for any of these. So you can change them and adapt them to suit. So here's the first one. Number one, making something together as a family. So it could be a famous cookie recipe. And if you go back into the annals of your family, you can often find Auntie so-and-so, Grandma so-and-so has a cookie recipe that is popular, that's well used or has been used in the past and maybe long gone and forgotten. So the same with a cake recipe. So it could be a famous cookie or a famous cake recipe. If there isn't, find one and make one. A special cookie recipe that you do every year, or a cake recipe. Holiday scavenger hunt for presents instead of the non-stop ripping paper fest. So some families choose to make a holiday tradition of, instead of having all of the presents out and unwrapped at the same time, that they give questions so that the kids have to try and find where these presents are hidden. And that can take the course of a morning or a day or more than one day for them to be able to find all the presents. So that's a tradition that you might want to do. You might choose to send a box to somewhere like Operation Christmas Child, or picking a name off a tree, an angel tree for a child in need for this holiday season. Sometimes these angel trees, you can find them in major department stores. You might choose to be a secret Santa and donate groceries to a local pantry, family, or food bank. There are many ways that as a family you can choose to support other people, and it's a great way of giving back and showing the children that you as a family want to do something together. It takes a little bit to work out how to do it, but it's really worth it. Build gingerbread houses. It doesn't have to be competitive, it's just a nice, calm activity where you can work together. Well, then again, you could be all together as a family and have contests to see who can build the biggest and best gingerbread houses. You might want to drop off the cookies from the first thing that we talked about, the famous cookie recipe. Drop off cookies and treats to the local military base as a thanks for their service. This is obviously really close to my heart because we are a military family and we appreciate the work that the guards do at the front gates to protect and serve wherever they are in the world. Now, I know that there's not going to be a military presence everywhere for everyone, and so I do know that there are people that use the emergency services in general, so they do the same thing. They drop off cookies and special treats to the firefighters, they go to the local hospitals, and especially on the holiday festival days when everybody is safely tucked up at home having fun with their family and these first responders are out, then it's lovely to get a special little treat delivered by little people. It always brightens the day and it's a really good way of showing how much we care. You can organise a special game night with friends. It's a lovely holiday family tradition to be able to meet up and really share with friends. Time is one of those things that we don't often have a huge amount of during the holiday time, but to actually spend time with friends, catching up, inviting people to come and be with you. I think especially at this time of year, when there are people that are traveling and away from their own families for various reasons, they're stuck for the holiday season away from their family, or maybe they're on a trip where they're away for a year or a certain period of time, 6 months or 3 months, and it happens to fall during the holiday season. You've got single people that are overseas doing courses and work. I'm thinking of the military again. Those that have recently moved into the area and don't know very many people or are unable to afford to move, go back home for the holiday. Being able to invite people over and have a mishmash of people at your house make for special, really cool moments. They're the stories that you remember of people coming over and spending time together. People that you weren't expecting that would have necessarily got on with each other, but having a really good time. That's a great family holiday tradition to have, to be able to invite different people over that really need that uniting during the holiday time. You've got thank you trees, thank you chairs, thank you branches, thank you candles, all of the thank you type ideas that you can have, where the children can write down their thanks. They can be balloons, they can be chains, but they're around for people to be able to see what we are grateful for, what we are thankful for during this season. During the making time, we've got clementines and putting cloves in. I've seen some wonderful ideas. You know, classically, when I was a child, we just used to stick the cloves all over an orange and a clementine or a tangerine, whatever was in season, and you could put these cloves in and they would smell so good. Well, you can peel them into different shapes and do all sorts of things with them now and still put these clothes in, and they make really lovely smells to have. It always reminds me of the holiday season when I can smell drying oranges about, and they make really lovely decorations and lovely together activities that you can do. So this is a really lovely family activity where you can design your own clementine, make lovely curvy designs, make nice pictures of on the front, and be able to stick the cloves and the pomanders inside. Singing of songs, playing of instruments. Maybe you're a singing family, you like to play things together, sing-alongs. Being able to go and sing in season to those people that are in care homes is a lovely way of being able to celebrate the season. People love it when you come over and are able to do that. Going to a seasonal concert or a pantomime or a production. This time of year, there are special things that are laid on that have a true significance, and knowing each year that you're going to go to a special concert or a pantomime or a production that's just about the season really is something special that you can celebrate with each child. Also, along with the theme of watching and doing, you might be into seasonal movies that you like each year, collecting a new one each year, or one special one in the family that you always watch. Maybe it's the start of the season when you watch this particular movie and do this particular thing. Some families like to get away from it all during the holiday season, and they like to have their own holiday tradition of going away on a family holiday. Everybody all together, doing something all together, they get to relax, and because they're not at home, they don't get caught up in the whirlwind of all of the things that can happen during the holiday season. So that can be fantastic to be able to do. Maybe it's also going on a hike. Getting out into nature and spending time out quietly all together, walking, enjoying the stillness, watching and seeing what's going on. It's really super to get out during the holiday season and be calm and at one with nature. Often as well, after you've consumed a lot of food, it's also really good to be able to get up and have a little walk around. A lovely family tradition I've seen many times around and lots of people have talked about is wrapping up a selection of books and opening them up each day. Now, all of the suggestions that we've done so far, I've tried to do suggestions for family traditions that won't cost a lot of money, that they're frugal, they're special, they include being together, but it doesn't matter whether you... The idea isn't to buy something and spend lots of money with doing it. You'll probably notice there are a few traditions that haven't been included that you've probably thought of that you might even do already. The idea of these ones are that they're about raising playful tots, and we like literacy and we like reading and we like play activities. So wrapping up books that you already have that are special, you might have seasonal books that only come out at this time of year for the holidays. And rewrapping these books is a fun way of rediscovering what those books are. You might also choose books from the library to boost your collection. And those books can be wrapped and read and then sent back to the library. But we can use them as we need to and then send them back. You can also buy collections of books and add to your holiday books collection each year, year on year, so that more books you will gradually gather up. And what's really interesting about this is that as the children grow older, the types of books that you will choose will change. You'll go from these board books and picture books, and you'll move through to some other types of stories and articles that you might want to share with them. The book a day principle, where you are influenced by the season, can lean over into include not just books, but you could do a DVD, could be in between some of those. It could be an article from a newspaper. It could be a story that you're hearing on the radio or a podcast. It could be a show that you are really pleased to share. So there's just many ways that you can do something special each day. Again, you don't want it to get over the top and you be stressing, oh no, I haven't got something for tomorrow, or it has to be big and brilliant. Going over the same books and doing the same things is just a wonderful way of cementing that tradition. So you don't need to worry about it being something special for every day, but it's just something for you to think about. Another lovely holiday tradition might be to tell stories around something where the light is flickering. So we like a candle, or we light the fireplace. It depends on where you are in the world, I guess, to what you prefer to do at this time of year. But telling holiday stories about the past, what's happened, and sharing stories when family members come around, this can be a really good way of finding out what these holidays were like in distant times past. If you're going on a hike, it might be a good idea to bring hot chocolate, one of my favourite drinks, to take along and be able to have a flask of hot chocolate with you. Or maybe you have a place in your city where there's lots of lights and you can drive around and have hot chocolate. Another holiday family tradition might be to have a special gift that you have every year. And it could be a real functional gift. I know families that always give an exotic fruit or pajamas or marker pens for the kids or a toothbrush or something that's just special for the kids that they get every single holiday season. It's a special holiday tradition that they always have, and they know to expect it. They'll always get that new thing each time. So maybe you can find your new thing that you can get that's a special gift each year. It's nothing expensive or extravagant, but something functional that maybe that they love, something that they use a lot. I know families that have given glitter because their kids absolutely love glitter, or bubbles, that they always have bubbles, or tape. One of the holiday traditions that are really cool to do is go outside in nature and collect different pieces that you can use for the table. So getting things like a pine cone or acorns or different parts that you can add to the nature table at home, that you can spruce up the table and keep it simple and natural, burns off some of the energy and gives the kids something to do. You can spray paint the pine cones different colours if you wish to, or just leave them as it is, or maybe the kids want to decorate it with glitter and glue, and actually gives them something to do if they're looking for activities to do. We have an advent calendar tradition in our family, and we have three Advent calendars. We have a traditional scene that's made up of 24 parts of the traditional Advent nativity scene, and that each day you open one of the doors and you take out one piece that adds to the picture of the story, and by the 24th day you have the complete nativity scene that's there. We have a second calendar that is an activity calendar, and in that activity calendar we have silly, fun and together family activities that we can do. So you open up one of the boxes and it will have an activity in there that we do, and those change as the children get older. We add things in there and we take it away. It's just written on post-it notes, it's nothing big, but it's fun for them to be able to take one of those out. We have a third calendar because we have three boys, so each child has had we've bought an Advent calendar for them each time that they were born. So we have a third calendar that also has doors on it, and as you open a door it will tell you the story, the nativity story, and you'll be able to read it and roll it back up and put it back in, and that tells it all the way through for 25 days. And so for each day for the Advent calendar tradition that we have, for the whole month of December, for on day one, for example, there'll be three things that will be done. One nativity scene, one animal probably that will come out. Then on the activity calendar, there'll be something that we do together, that we can do together. And then there will be the very first reading of the traditional story that goes with Christmas. And it will be a sentence or two, and the children get used to what's coming next. So it's pretty good to do that. And there's a rotation, so everybody gets to do one. So whoever did the nativity today doesn't do it until 2 days later or so on. And we don't beat ourselves up about the fact that we won't get to all of the together activities. We try to, but we don't. The idea is that we try and do them, and they get done, but not always during the month of December. Sometimes it goes into January, and sometimes we do them at other times, or sometimes we skip them all together. What's great about family holiday traditions is being able to dip into your own family traditions. Depending on what culture that you are from, you will probably have some special traditions that you have that are special just to your family and maybe your grandparents as well, or grandparents before them. It's really fun if you can dip in and find out what they are and be able to bring them into the modern family that you are today. So here we have it. In part one, you got to examine your holiday season and start visualizing the holiday season that you would love. It may be similar, or it might be very different to what you have now. You maybe talked to your family about a new, simple holiday season, less stress during this time, more playtime, less family time, more alone time, time outside in nature, or time vegging out with friends. You decided about that one. And if you haven't done that, then go back to show number 148, where you can find out how you can do that. Today in part two, we looked at some new holiday traditions, and I hope I've given you some ideas, jogged your mind, made you think about a few things that you probably already are doing, and I hope I didn't add to the stress of your holiday season. I hope you found a few new ideas that you'd like to try, or a direction that you'd like to go in this holiday season. The next part, which will be show number 150, I'll be talking about gifts, toys, and budgets. And so we'll be talking about raising a playful tot in light of those things. So whatever you decide to do for your holiday season, I hope that it's simple, slow, and less stressful this year. I would love to hear how you're crafting your family holidays. Leave a message on the show notes by going to raisingplayfultots.com/149. That's 149. It's also the number of the show. Or leave a voicemail and tell us about how you're crafting your family holidays. Or maybe you have a holiday tradition that you want to share, what you do in your family. Go to raisingplayfultots.com/feedback and you'll be able to leave a free voicemail there. It won't cost you a penny, and you'll be able to leave that there, and we'll maybe be able to hear what you have. Thanks for listening to the show today and spending time. Really appreciate that you are here and that you were able to have this time together, and you've listened through my croaky voice as I'm trying really hard not to lose my voice in these last 2 weeks. You've been listening to Raising Playful Tots, show number 149. Come over and play next week. Until then, find time for some unplugged play. Join with me each week as we share, learn, and laugh together about making the most of early childhood playtime. Goodbye!